Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn takes first base on ball four. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Glynn moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Glynn moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive towards third. Rosen catches it and throws to first to double up Hunter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Glenn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Mitchell fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Mitchell. Wirtz scores. Courtney goes all the way around to score. Groth moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Trucks covering, for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-2 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kokos for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Krahoski reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Dyke now playing left field. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hoskins pinch hits for Bob Feller. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Hoskins reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Hoskins moves to third. Avila moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young catches it and throws to first to double up Glenn. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dave Hoskins now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 2 in the game. Trucks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for George Strickland. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Simpson moves to third. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tipton strikes out. Two outs. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hoskins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Glenn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing shortstop. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke strikes out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Krahoski strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-3 in the game. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Doby strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-4 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Simpson scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hoskins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Kennedy scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoskins moves to second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Hoskins moves to third. Avila moves to second. Hal White now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-3, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-5 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dixie Upright pinch hits for Hal White. Dixie Upright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.